Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and this is Neil. Say
hello.
Hi, Neil.
Hello.
Welcome, everyone, to the show. Glad to be here again this Wednesday morning. And before we get going, first of all, I want to let our callers in the queue know that we will be getting to you very shortly. We have a few callers, 914 and 908, that do not have one press on their phone that raises your hand so that we know you want to speak with us. So if you would like to speak with us, area codes 914 and 908, please do press 1 if you're able to on your phone, because there we go. Everybody has their hand raised. And we're, like I said, going to be getting calls at about 15 to 20 minutes after the hour. We've got a little bit of a late start today. It was difficult to get into the Blog Talk Radio studio. I kept getting an error, so I'm really glad we were able to get on the air, because it was questionable. It was in the last few moments that I was able to sign in studio. So today we're going to be discussing how to measure karma. We also see that there's an international caller that has come in first, so they have their hand raised, but they drop. So I don't know if there's a bad connection. So that's going to be the first call that we take. But everyone in the queue will be getting a reading. To connect with us, please do follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Join us on Facebook, on Twitter. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. And our call-in line to the show today, 914-338-0164. But how do we measure karma? Well, I mean, seems a little obvious in one case. I guess if we're having... Well, first of all, let me back up. Karma can be positive or negative. So are we specifically discussing karma that we have to resolve and move past now today?
Well,
in terms of how we measure karma, we're not talking about how we measure our positive karma necessarily.
Well, a measure, well, there
and we can measure
on,
both.
On another.
I'll get out my measuring soon.
Karma is a process. And we tend to think that we are victims of karma, but we are actually the creator, the originator, the instigator of karma. We are the ones that produce the karma. Actually, in Sanskrit, what karma really means is action, work, or deed. And it's under the basic principle of cause and effect, but the intervening factor is the intervention between cause and effect, which is the very component of how we activate karma.
Mm-hmm.
Karma is something that we create. It's not created upon us. We create it ourselves, and we create it by our very works or actions or deeds. That's what creates our karma. And karma is measurable by moral ethics, the higher aspects of our higher chakras, which is being kind, considerate, having empathy, compassion, doing good works. All these terms are understandably debatable in terms of what their extreme measurement of logic and mean and definition is, because what is good for one person may not be good for another. You can say it's very good that I have slaves. This is a great that I've got slaves. But for the slaves, it's like, this isn't so good for us. So karma can be relative. The principle of karma, in basically, is in the extreme termination of the spiritual essence, of the karma is somewhat connected to spiritual essence, and anything that would otherwise destruct or restrain or compromise another person's breath and ability to actualize can produce karma. But this isn't to say that we can't control people who are evil or who mean ill intent upon their fellow human beings. So karma is something that we are activating at all times. We are reducing or increasing at all times. And it's something that we can't get away from. It is the very action of life. So karma is and what we have to do in terms of measuring karma is understand what the initial substance is. So we look at our lives when we first come into the planet on this linear level of life, because don't forget, this is just one part of the circle.
Right, and obviously it involves the families that we're born into, our economic status, what strengths or weaknesses we might have physically, mentally, creatively, emotionally, all
Correct.
Those things are
But
karma.
No, as I've stated before, we are born into a lineage. We have a genealogy of our history going backward in time, but that doesn't mean that in one of our past lives we might have been born in China as opposed to
Right.
Any other country or nation, you know, in Europe or in America. We have different, our past lives jump from nationality, culture, ethnic.
Right, so not everything is necessarily rooted in the specific family we're born into, as far as what traits we have, what intelligence we have, what connections we have. So there's a very
That's what makes it
mix.
So complex.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so extremely complex and in a various way so intriguing. That's why people have spent so much time in other countries. Are they inclined to marry somebody from another culture? Or they have property somewhere else? Or they do work overseas? All of this is vastly connected to the broad spectrum of what comprises karma on this kind of worldly basis. So, again, we have to kind of measure it into a linear breath if we can before we expand on what our past lives were all about in terms of other unities of energy that we existed. So right now we're just kind of looking at, for this brief discussion, at our lifetime on a linear level. So you look at your life, what you're born into, your mom, your dad, your heritage, the family profession, all those kinds of things. How many brothers you have, how many sisters, what was your education like, did you have any childhood diseases, any accidents, or were you a prodigy, were your parents split up, were they divorced, were they happily married? So it goes on and on. It goes on and on. Everything that happens has a measurement of karma in it. And that karma starts to reveal the kind of metaphysical residue that we've collected from our past lives. So indeed, we can in this lifetime, in our short span of childhood, have an immensity of karma going on.
You know, what strikes me also is that sometimes people will grow up in a family that they don't feel like they fit into, and there's a lot of unrest in the family. And then others will have, you know, an idyllic family experience. But sometimes, actually, even though there's a challenging karma in that unstable or an environment that one doesn't fit into, it actually becomes a strength for that person later in life, because then they don't get stuck in that insular family environment. Because sometimes that can be limiting. I mean, sometimes it can be great, but there are different effects. You know, even though the immediate karma may be positive, one could just stay in that family unit and not really move far from the home, which makes it difficult to get into other issues of resolution of karma and absorbing all the walks that an individual needs to undertake as they're moving through their planetary journeys.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many various interpretations as to what signifies one's placement in the family, whether you are adjustable to the family unit or whether you seem to be a nonconformist. One of the great, what I don't think he meant it intentionally, but one of the greatest examples of the individuality of karma was a fairy tale written by none other than Hans Christian Andersen. Now, he wrote a little fairy tale called The Ugly Duckling. And that was because he himself was a very peculiar person. He was very tall, not very attractive, and he always felt kind of out of place, even though he was in many ways a genius, and he later became quite a social butterfly. But prior to that time, The Ugly Duckling, of course, was the story of a swan that is born into a family of ducks. And, he, of course, at the beginning, he's very ugly, but he turns into this beautiful swan. That's a really fine, prime example of karma. How we, to bring up that point, Kristen, how we can be born into a family of opposites. Sometimes it's by the very decree of karma itself that we're going to go into that family of opposites. Some of us are rather, we're kind of orphans to the extent that when we come back to the planet, our karma was so intentionally rude in terms of how we treated our family members, what went on, the crisis, the conflicts, on a level that was sheerly, visibly, absolutely unethical. In other words, people who kill their siblings, people who rob, people who do terrible, terrible things, can find themselves adrift in the element of time and space between lifetimes where they start to deal with their karma and they realize that they're going to be alienated upon returning to the earth and find that they have a general disharmony in the current of their life. And so in that regard, we're dealing with, of course, the karmic effects of negative behavior. And that negative behavior is manifested in even in the way we enter the earth. And, you know, we sometimes think, gee, little babies, what did this little baby do to deserve abuse from the parents? Or are these terrible, horrific stories about babies that are killed by their mothers or fathers or they're shot or whatever, abused, sexually abused. The horrific stories go on and on. It's a crime. So the bad intent, the kind of karmic impact that first of all is a rule of crime. It's a crime. Beneath that, as we get into the metaphysical positioning of what created such a terrible story, we go deeper into an element that goes well beyond courtrooms and goes well beyond logic. We go through that metaphysical blanket curtain, and voila, we're on the other side, and we discover that it is a continuum of karma that sometimes brings us back to the planet to face what we did in another incarnation. So we have to kind of look at that element, and then from there measure how far we've come from whatever extreme karmic conditions we have found ourselves in. Usually karma is something it hits us and we don't really have any control over it because we once did have control and we produced a negative karma which is now coming back and hitting us whiplash. So usually the extent of karma is measured by what comes at us that seems to, we don't really deserve it. We don't get it. We don't know why it's happening. That's past life karma coming back. Instant karma would be that you broke somebody's arm and then you get in the car and you have a car accident. That would be instant. But the other kinds of mysterious, ominous karma that comes at us because we can't really explain it, that comes in our current life from the extension of a past life, where the emotional or the moral behavior was askew. It was in a juxtaposition to something that was dark, or in other words, something that should have been more bright and more kind of assertive in nature, where it would have been on a positive vein. So those things hit us, and what we have to do is we start to measure how far we are from karma.
Right, and of course there's the karma that we create, not only the karma that we come in with, so we have to balance that as well. Because
that's the karma we create in rebirth. When we rebirth, we can also create karma.
Right.
So that's rebirth karma. Past life karma is a lot different than rebirth.
Right,
karma.
But unfortunately, what my point is, Neil, that we can compound our karma with karma we create, negative karma we create on the planet. So you have to, if you are trying to navigate your karma, you have to be aware of the karma that you already have, measure it, and try to reduce any new karma that is created while you're on the planet.
Well, that's just it. You know, people who say, you know, in school it's an ugly duckling, I was so unpopular, nobody liked me, and now they're winning Academy Awards, now they're big on Hollywood, now they're winning the Nobel Prize, now they've got scientific discoveries going on, now they're the leader of great companies. That's removing from karma. People who say, oh my God, I was so ugly when I was a kid, oh, I had nobody, now they're beautiful, now they're married, now they have children. So the element of karma, it's a transformation of theory. The absolute self-assertive theory behind it is that we get to create not only our karma, we get to uncreate it. We get to dispose of it through our very action, and that requires, in my estimation, a discovery of chakras, how we can develop those chakras until we get to the highest element of intelligence, whereby we transcend our karma and we actualize ourselves in spectacular ways.
Okay. We've got to get to our callers, Neil, and we can continue this on Monday, but I'm going to take that international caller first. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Kristen.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Deep, and I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
How do you spell your name,
please? D-E-E-P, as in Delta, Echo, Echo, Papa.
Okay, yes, hi. And your birth date, please?
It is 24th of April, 1978.
4/24/78. Okay, and what's your question, Amy?
35-8.
He's in the UK.
My question being, can you tell me anything about my love life?
Well, indeed.
D-E-T.
Yeah. Okay. You're 36 years old, according to my calculation. And you had I'm sorry?
Sorry to interrupt. I was just saying I'm 37.
You're 37.
What did you
say? Oh, 37. I'm sorry. You're 37.
Okay.
I subtracted it from 2014. You're 37. Yes, my error. Oh, well, the element of a transference of your energy occurred around somewhere within the age of 35, so there would have been a break in the element of relationship at that point. Now, that could have been a break from a relationship or an attempt to get into a relationship that dissolved. Now, so there could have been an absence that was facing an attempt. In other words, you might have been attempting to be in a relationship and there was an absence of one, or there was a dissolution of a relationship at that time. Right around the age of somewhere within the time scheme of your age of 30. What I'm getting, you're 37 now, and your multiples of 8 are not right now. You're not on a multiple of 8, and you're just about 2 years beyond the karmic energy of being 35 years old. So, of course, you're going to have another major change when you are 40 years old. But let's talk about what happens at 37. At 37, I believe there's going to be something with a relative. It's either a cousin. It might be a cousin. But the energy of that cousin's life prompts you to visit the cousin. Now, around visiting the cousin, something happens to change the dynamic of your life, and you meet your relationship. You meet a relation. You have a relationship with somebody, not the cousin. The cousin is a catalyst. But I'm not certain just who the cousin is, because that would require a more in-depth investigation in my third eye about where this cousin is and what's going on. But the key word is cousin. Now, once that cousin's energies activate an involvement on your part and you visit this cousin, somewhere thereafter this relationship comes in, and love becomes a paramount action that surrounds your life, and there's a fulfilling, beautiful capture of emotions that you and this person will experience about around that time, which could be perhaps during your 37th year. 37, you see, is equatable to a 10 in energy form. And you have a 10 in your karma via 4-2-4. That adds up to 10, Deet. And that 10, I'm equating with the liberties that I own in terms of interpreting the attitude of you being 37 years old. So those two energies are going to probably couple together in some form where you might even have this experience during the year of being 37.
Right. Okay. Do you see anything happening with this person called Dimitra?
The person may be, we have to get to other calls, but this person may have a certain connection with you. I would have to go into more detail. I don't have time for this individual reading to do so, but I would look at the person's birth date, and I would ask you further questions regarding the cousin that seems to be very intriguing in my mind on some subplot of your life, this cousin. But I feel that there might be some connection between you and the person you mentioned. However, the person you mentioned may be a little bit indecisive until that final connection is made with the cousin. So I know it's a kind of a various plot development here, Deet, but to answer your question, there is vibrational fields around this person's name.
And Deet, you're always welcome to call our show back. Today we've got a lot of callers, and we do try to get to everybody that calls, or you can call me all for more in-depth conversation, 562-596-7818. But we thank you. I think it's the first time we've spoken with him, and I think I may have emailed him in the past, like several months ago. I'm not sure, but I'm going to go through my emails.
Well, it's a hopeful reading. There's a lot of movement towards this element where he's attracted or questioning this other person. But again, you need more time.
Yes, we do need more time. Okay, so we have lots of callers in the queue. These are going to be short readings, everybody, but we are going to get you all in. So please just be patient, keep your place in line, because that makes it very helpful to us. So Deanna is next. She's been waiting. Hi, Deanna, 11-849-336. And, I'm having a terrible problem here. I don't know what is going on with my browser. Okay, I have another browser open, luckily. Hi.
Now I heard it. Hi, Kristen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
I had mentioned on Monday that I would call you on one part because of my cousin, and you had told me that on the 21st, when he hit 67, he would be undergoing something, and I've just been named his proxy for health reasons, and I'm pursuing other things. On the other account, this is a crucial week for me, so I need your prayers and any help that you can offer.
Well,
you got it.
Yeah, certainly. And you're just the current atmosphere and energy and intensity of your voice will bring a kind of a freshness to my involvement in your life, Deanna. So it's good to hear your voice. It refreshes my energy field towards you, and my sheer efforts to help you in your world as much as I can. And it's interesting you mentioned the cousin, because I just got done talking about a cousin with Deet, and sometimes we find in close proximity similar themes going on. So that's interesting.
Yeah. It's a nexus.
Yeah.
Did I lose
okay.
you? Oh, okay. Yeah.
What were you going to say? Is there something you wanted to say?
Did I want to say something? No, I was wondering about my cousin, and also asking that you try to protect me with your energy in what I have to do tomorrow or Friday, whenever it comes about before the...
Is there a specific... Okay.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, Deanna. I'm going to concentrate and formulate my thoughts around this energy. Your cousin is a complicated matter. We don't really have time to go into your cousin's the dynamics there, but suffice to say, I'm going to keep everything wrapped under my brain here and promote the best absolute outcome for you. So rest assured on that account.
I wanted to say something about what you said. You said karma is measured by morals, and I feel that my morals in this lifetime have been high, very high.
Right, but the past
the
life.
Well,
the past life aspect
yeah.
is, I think,
the morals in this lifetime are high. The karma that you're combating is also high. So your morals are outstanding, but that doesn't mean that you don't have karma to confront. And your karma, being born in the 11th month, makes it very challenging. But suffice to say, too, you're born in four.
Suffice to say, it's the phrase of the day. You win something if you identify it after the show.
Suffice. You know, it's a corny thing.
I think it's suffice it to say, actually. Suffice to say, I don't know. But anyway.
You have a high energy field moving forward, Deanna, so just hang in there.
Okay, Deanna, we've got to move on to our next
Thank
caller,
you.
But we'll keep you in our radar here for sure. Thank you. All right. Yeah, it's a packed day today, so we've got to make sure we get to everybody. 914 is our next caller. Thanks for being patient, 914. Who's this?
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Katarina. Thank you both for taking my call.
Can you say your name again or spell it for us?
It's sure. Katarina, C-A-T-E-R-I-N-A.
C-H-E?
C is in cat, A-T. E-R,
Katarina.
I-N-A.
Yes. Katarina.
Oh, can you spell for me?
C-A-T-E-R-I-N-A. And what's your birthday? And we didn't hear what you said at all. If you could repeat yourself, we'd love that.
Oh, I just said thank you. Thank you for taking my call. My birthday is June 26th.
And do you have a year that you were born?
Oh, sorry. 75.
Okay. Hi. And where are you calling from, please?
New York.
Welcome to the show. I don't think we've spoken with you before, team. Unless we have.
I don't know. No. It's the first time I saw your show online. I wanted to call in.
Great. We're glad to have you. What's your question?
I have a issue with a colleague. I wrote something with him, and he's kind of disappeared. And I reached out to him yesterday saying we should talk. It's been almost a year since we've talked. It was like a joint effort, although I did put in a lot. So I was just wondering how you see the outcome going. Like, is it going to be a peaceful resolution? I haven't heard back from my email to him. Is he going to try to, like, will it be peaceful, or will he try to bamboozle me and not include me in this, like claim it's all his, that type of thing, if I should get a lawyer involved now. I've been praying for a peaceful resolution. I don't want to, talk about karma.
Yeah, well, there's an escape mechanism on the part of this person, so there's an avoidance issue going on, and that probably amounts to some attitude of guilt maybe that the person is willing to face, maybe not, but there is an attitude of guilt. I'm also seeing some form of jewelry around you, as in rings, necklace. I don't know why jewelry is rotating around your psyche. Is there anything of particular interest with jewelry or in the past or an exchange of jewelry?
I was told in a past life that I made jewelry.
Okay, so if you were told, if you were told by some mystic or psychic or reader that you had you made jewelry in a past life, and I'm talking for the first time, and picking up on that vibration as well, then that probably means that there's something about jewelry. It's a commodity. It's a level of exchange. As much as it's a gift, it's an ornament, it's also something of value. So the jewelry energy in ancient times would have been part of the procedure between legal matters. Sometimes legal matters were exchanged by jewelry, your weight in gold, and things were rather exchanged, especially before there was an absolute sense of currency. So there might be something here that involves the legal matter that you're having with this individual and the misconceptions and misunderstandings that you're having might have to be cleared up in a legal system. That's the only way you can grab that person, whereby you might end up getting a third of what you're, after you pay everything off, it might be a third of what you're going to get. But I'll tell you this, Katrina, the month of May was significant and is significant, was and is. So we're looking at the following May, but as much as we're looking at that, we're looking at how the months of May resonate with you in terms of other parts of your life. Anyone in your family born in May, this may have any
My
anniversary.
Mother. Mm-hmm.
Your mother.
My mother.
So there's a conception. Well, the conception of your mother's month being born in May naturally brought you into the world because she had to be born to bring you in.
Yeah.
And so, again, on a level of psychic vibration and trying to formulate that into a content, into a word assemblage, I'm getting that, yes, this pursuit is one that is there's a karmic trail to it. The outcome is probably going to be mildly, if not better than mild, but at least mildly in your favor. But you may have to corral this person through legal means in order to get a response.
Okay. Not exactly maybe the answer you were looking for, but helpful.
Yes.
But helpful.
Oh, yeah. No, right. Definitely. I know the next step now. No, I greatly appreciate it. Yeah, I kind of had the feeling. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much, both of you. Have a wonderful
you're very
day.
Welcome, thanks, Katrina. You too. Thank you. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number for further conversation, or Katrina can join us on Facebook, on Twitter, and she will be encountering me, not Neil. So you can get it. That's how to get a dose of us.
She's still listening.
Yes, she is.
Well, I just want to say that sometimes, I didn't neglect to say this before. Sometimes when I do these readings, whether they're briefly on the radio or they're more interaction between me and a client, things open up. So,
it's true.
Yeah.
There's a possible that prediction could shift.
Yeah.
Maybe she wouldn't have to go to legal action to resolve this. That happens a lot.
When I'm doing a reading, I try to bring my thoughts together in such a way that I'm actually going to try to help clear up an issue or help bring something in for somebody. So I'm wired to try to do that naturally. So there's a way to bring this person in shy of any legal proceedings. Maybe something out there together with my energy, we can get the thing going and make her kind of more happy stance than what she's in the existential position she's in right now.
Did you have the list I gave you for the things that I'm asking for?
Yeah. It's in the trash room.
Exactly. Right. 908. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Eva.
Oh, hi, Eva. Eva.
It's been a while. Yeah,
it's been a while. Hi. Birthday again for me, please.
October 17, 1960.
Okay. What's going on? Are you still traveling? 19.
I'm settled somewhere temporarily, but finding the place physically uncomfortable. So this is my question. Has to do with not being able to find a home or a space to settle in, even though I have the time and the financial means to do so. I feel blocked.
Okay.
Well, you're blocked. Well, Eva, you're blocked. Number one, the attitude of home is best synced with the chakra number one. And you have a one in your month. You have a one in your day. The one in your month is coupled with a zero. And then you also have a one as your first number and a zero as your very last number in your year. So you have a repeat also of 10 in that regard. But you do have this significant energy level of one. Now, the ones that are most predominant are on the karmic side of your birthday. So even though you have the means to and the mobility and the capability of living somewhere, you're in an existential dilemma because of the issues and the substance of karma, which is going to block you. And that karma is also derived by you could probably trace it psychologically to the dynamics of your upbringing, where there might have been some confusion in your upbringing between mother and father and the living conditions therein or the living standards that were you grew up under. Now, that could have preconditioned you absolutely to the kind of questionable stance you're taking now. Also, what involves this in a crucial way, Eva, is that you don't want to move into an area where you're going to be struck with unnecessary karma, because you can have unnecessary karma when you're in an indecisive mode. You can make a wrong, hasty decision, and you're probably deliberating on something to some extent. Now, it's the month of June, so probably what you're also looking at is that you may not be able to make a decision until August, because August may be very important that you wait on this until then. Is there any significant importance to the month of August, July or August in your family?
I mean, we have a gathering planned in my family in August. You know, my family all lives out on the East Coast, and I live here, so there's like some gatherings going on in August.
Yeah. Well, you might want to, if you can hold off until then, you might want to wait until then. If you can hold off, it sounds like you might be able to. More clarity might come then, Eva. Aside from why is this happening? What is this? You know, family gatherings, they make movies about family gatherings. So family gatherings are important to some extent. And I would say that there's a reason behind this family gathering that even has to do with your habitation.
Okay.
Okay,
Eva. Out there. I don't want to live out there, though.
What are you saying? That's not what
he's
saying.
No, no.
Okay.
You're not on the wrong train. It has nothing
to do
with...
You're not on the wrong train. You are on the wrong train.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with living with them.
It's just a validation that that waiting might be the best course of action right now. Right, Neil?
Yeah.
Okay.
In other words, you know, you clean your room, you get to go out. Play. There's something about this family reunion that will give you some sense of clarity about where to move. But it has nothing to do with moving around them. That's not even what I'm approaching here.
Okay. All right, Eva, thank you so much for your call.
Thank
Hopefully
you
that's
so
helpful.
Much.
You're welcome.
Thank
562-596-7818. You're welcome, Eva. I heard you saying thank you again as I was muting you. But okay. Trying to get through every caller. We're going to try to get to everyone today. We've got 18 minutes and like five people left now. 631 is our next caller. So we might have to go a little bit over, which we'll do. 631, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Hello. Says, how are you? Hi.
My name is Rose.
Hey, Rose. And your birth date, Rose, and location, please.
It's coming up June 6th.
1963.
You know what's so weird? 6/12. I thought today was June 6th, and that's what I was writing down on my...
Really?
Yeah, and I was just thinking about it before we answered that call. And then I realized it was the 3rd, which I don't know why
I'm
confused. Weird. I'm picking up on their energy. Okay, so what's your location, Rose?
New York.
New York, okay. And what's your question?
I was going to ask about a career. I'm trying to get my real estate license. I have another thing going also, but I want to also do real estate. And I was just wondering how I would do in that field.
Well, how would you do in that field? You got sixes in your energy and threes. Your karmic element is 31, which has an earth energy in it. So that would have been 1994. Do you recall that year when you were 31? Did you were you pursuing any employment? Were you trying to get a license for anything? Were you in school about in the age of 31?
Yeah, I've been going to school for many years. I got, different degrees. In 94, I got to figure out where I was. But I did many years ago look into real estate, and it could have been around that time, maybe a little bit before that time.
Oh, okay, so I'm getting accustomed to the scenery here. Your real estate, we're living in a very precarious time right now, and the real estate market and the security, national security, and all kinds of things are going on. The interest rates. What I'm getting about your energy, Rose, is that real estate is going to be kind to you. So I think that there's going to be something gratifying about your pursuit and thereby your accomplishments level. In terms of real estate, I think you're going to do quite well. So I'm feeling there's a potential kind of spring awakening, if you will, summer occurrence in the field of you going into real estate and accomplishing that goal and getting through it. I think there's going to be some bountiful things in there. You will experience... It isn't to say that you won't have your challenges and conflicts, but don't let that be a lesson to you that you're not supposed to be there. I think that ultimately real estate is your next move.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought, but, I just figured I'd check. Because I pursued it. Well, I didn't actually pursue it. I did look into it many years ago. I always thought that maybe that would be a good field for me. Because I can't stand sitting behind a desk. I like being out and about,
Yeah.
So, it sounds
well,
good.
Well, your 52nd year, your master number is 4, and your 52nd year is going to be a multiple of that. So it's a good deal.
Okay, Rose.
Okay.
Well, we thank
you. All right.
Well, sorry for time, but you're always welcome.
That's
to
all right.
Back.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number, Facebook and Twitter. Okay, let's move on to our next call. We've got 4 people left in like 14 minutes, so this is going to be challenging. Hi. Are you there?
571?
Hi, who's this?
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. How
thanks
are
for
you?
I'm great. This is Dee calling from Washington, D.C., and thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Dee. What's your birth date, Dee?
D-E-E,
11-26-64. And what's your question?
My question is, I am looking for work, just calling in to see exactly what Neil is picking up on.
Well, don't worry about your future. Let me ask you something about your past. Did you ever work in retail?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, it's a pretty common lot that a lot of people fall into retail when they're getting their feet wet in the job market. But don't worry about your future. I just want to know a little bit about your past so I can formulate how to evolve through time here. Another question I want to ask you, forgive me again for being personal, was there any divorce in the family or was there an estranged parent that wasn't really, okay, what I'm getting from that information, Dee, I'm getting some good news about what's coming up. So I don't have time because we're trying to get everybody in, so I'm trying to activate my mind in such a way I can give a quick and a hopefully accurate reading with not a lot of detail. But you're going to be your job situation is going to be positive. You're going to be working. There's about a field of, it feels right now like 14 months of occupation, and then that will probably shift gears and go to a different element, but it seems like something about that time is going on. I do see a bridge nearby your occupational field. There's a, location-wise, there's a bridge that you're going over or passing or driving through. Are there any major bridges in your area?
Yes.
Okay. So keep those things in mind, Dee, together with the kind of distant validations I got about your past. They mean something to me when I'm doing a reading for somebody, so they keep me glued to my vision. And there's going to be something rather interesting coming up in employment. I wish you could go in more detail. I just don't have time.
Okay, well, thank you. You've done private readings for me before, so as soon as I get my funds together, I will reach out to you again. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Dee. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And bye-bye. Hopefully that's not a bridge over troubled waters.
No. I didn't even know I had this reading with her.
I know. You know what's so weird is that usually I'm like right there, and I, for some reason I don't remember.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. We just didn't remember, but I wasn't basing that information
on it. Right. I didn't have – I do remember that she's called. But I didn't remember her personal conversation. But anyway, okay, 813.
Hello?
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Yes. Hi, guys, today.
Good. How are you? Who's this?
I'm good. My name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Birth date,
hello.
Nicole. God, I'm problems with my pencil here. What's your birthday and location?
My birthday is July 23rd, 1984, and my location is Florida.
Florida. Okay, I think we talked to you, like, recently. Okay, and what's your question?
I was hoping to connect to my stepfather on the other side and a child friend of mine.
She's 72384. She wants to connect
stepfather
with her stepfather on the other side.
Stepfather on this side. Stepfather on the other side. Stepfather on the other side. You know, first of all, what I'm getting is I'm getting a visual image of someone smoking. Did this person smoke? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but let's start with that.
Yes, my stepfather did smoke, but towards the end of his death, I think he quit smoking. See, it's a long story with my mom and him. They were together in 1993, and they broke up, I guess, when I was, like, 23 years old. Or maybe little, like 2007 they broke up. I was, like, 23. And and he got married, but my mom still wanted to be in his life. But he was into a lot of drugs and alcohol. Mostly alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, let me tell you, Nicole, because we don't have a lot of
time
and I can hear a story coming up, and unfortunately we don't have a lot of time, but I can tell you that I am connecting to him because the attitude of the smoke is a representation of the drugs and the alcohol and things like that because it almost looked like a classic example of vices. So he is on the other side. There is some aspect of of unclosed energy going on between he and the earthly existence that he has. So there's something unfinished that probably is going to be needed to be activated in some form. Sometimes difficult to do when we're between worlds like this. But he's mentioning that Do you have any particular tattoos on your body?
Do I have tattoos?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I have one on my lower back.
Yeah. Well, he's mentioning, he's throwing that image out to me probably in an attempt to say hello, to make a connection, to give me a mm-hmm. visual image, to help you understand that he's there. Unfortunately, I don't have time on the radio show today to go into any more right. detail than that, but I can tell you that there is a connection I'm making with him. He loves you very much. He appreciates your attempt to reach out to him, and he mm-hmm. wants to hang out with you, meaning that he would like to engage in a longer dialogue.
Right. How can that happen in the spirit world? How can they hang out with the physical and the spirit? I'm just curious.
Say it again, Nicole.
How can he hang out with me if he's on the spirit world? I mean,
how
I know
can he hang
be
out?
Here.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
hang out, kind of crude.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's crude too. Yes, but you can have a bridge with a mediator, a person who can channel. There might be mm-hmm. some legitimate course of conversation that somebody who knows how what they're doing can help you with mm-hmm. in terms of, since you're asking about them. I mean, that's part mm-hmm. of it. I would be very cautious about who you're connecting
yeah.
to, because some people will pretend to be connecting to
or somebody. Even think they're connecting, but they're not.
Yeah.
Right.
So you got to be careful with that. And isn't it here that he's not going to be your shrink. He's not going to be able to solve your problem. But being
no.
on the other side, there may be some sparks of wisdom or guidance he might be able to offer. I'm not sure. You know, myself, I'm not sure.
Right.
I'd have to get involved, or you'd have to find somebody to help you illuminate that conversation and bring it to focus.
And Nicole, you're always
okay.
welcome to call me up for a further conversation. It's tough on the air when we've got so many callers, and I love
right.
when we connect spirits on the show. It's one of my favorite parts of doing the show, but it's hard to get into the depth of the dialogue.
Right.
A radio show.
So yeah, we should do a show one time where we just connect to spirits. But
yeah, we could, but we'll have to promote that.
That would
show.
Be a great idea, because my stepfather came to my mind. Because we don't know how he died. He got in a car accident. We don't know the whole story. Nobody won't tell us anything.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Well,
yeah, there's unfinished
business
going on. I know.
And a further conversation with Neil, you know, on his number might reveal some of those clues to you, Nicole. But we thank you for your call. 562-596-7818 is the number. And well, we've got two callers left. However, neither one of them have their hand raised. 563 and a private caller. I'm bringing the private caller first. I'm thinking they want to speak with us. Yeah, I know. And 563, if you want to speak with us, please raise your hand. Are you there, caller? Hello? Okay. Let's see, 563, hello, are you there? Or are you just listening? Okay, two listeners. And when I brought the private caller, they hung up. So we actually are at the end of the show, Neil.
Yeah, and I retrieved that list from the trash can that you asked for. What is this, a teddy bear and a rattle?
I'm going to punch you. We'll be having a chat.
I don't know if I'll be doing another show. I may be discussing your issues from the other side.
Right. Okay, good. Well, that's it for now. I think we are back on the air on Monday.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Neil, and to all of our wonderful callers. Bye-bye.